And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. In recent years, the term desert has taken on a new meaning, such as food deserts in reference to urban areas without a grocery store, or news deserts in areas without a daily newspaper. In a similar vein, Northwest Wisconsin may be facing a child care desert, especially when it comes to licensed and certified facilities to care for small children. One answer may be to utilize the resources of K-12 schools, which can provide both a safe facility and trained staff. The Washburn School District is doing exactly that with its Early Learning Center. Here to discuss the idea are Denise Michelson, superintendent of the Washburn School District, and Bayfield County Administrator Mark Abels-Allison. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Denise and Mark.
Thanks very much, Robin.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Robin.
So how bad a situation is it?
You know, Northwest Wisconsin is not unlike the rest of the state, where we have tremendous shortage of licensed childcare slots, as well as a shortage of workers needed. We have seen a decline in home-based care, as we've seen a decline in total capacity over the past 20 years. And it's now getting to a point where, you know, from a county perspective, that it's more and more difficult to attract staff because of childcare struggles.
Is this something particular to rural areas?
It might be worse in rural areas because the childcare facilities that are in place are more spread out. And if it takes 30 minutes to get to childcare, that's certainly going to have a tremendous impact on somebody's day.
Yeah, you know, from a school district that offers a childcare program, which has an incredible wait list and individuals desiring to be a part of it, you know, we would love to expand even what we currently offer, but it's that balance of being able to offer competitive wages to the staff that we have with benefits, and also, you know, tuition rates to families that are affordable. And, you know, that balancing act from, you know, a budget perspective and a business perspective, it makes it even harder.
We've got rates for families are sometimes cost prohibitive. And at the same time, what I hear Denise saying is that it's not profitable for a provider. If you don't charge your cost, which is then prohibitive, you know, how do you keep the doors open?
What ages are we talking about?
Well, our center runs from ages 2 months through 4K or 5 years old, whatever's preferred by the parent. But we do right now in Washburn offer a 5-day 4K program. So the majority of our families who are a part of our Early Learning Center will then move and transition into our 5-day week 4K program.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about the facilities in an actual school building.
Yes, our Early Learning Center is located right within the elementary school in Washburn. And so families and children from 2 months of age, essentially birth until their school age, are immersed within the school facility among staff and students. They have their own wing, but it's just wonderful to have the immersion of those children within our school system so that they're able to acclimate to the environment. They take part in our school breakfast and our school lunch program. We also have a really strong green and healthy program within our school district. It's part of our identity here in Washburn. And so those children and our students are immersed in the school garden, school forest. They have a lot of opportunity to play and be a part of the natural environment, which is wonderful.
This was part of the Superior Days ask at the state capitol, looking for assistance from the state. Is it sustainable? Is it money-making? How are we doing on that?
Yeah, we approach it as a zero-based budget. So our goal is to have the revenues that we need to be able to pay for the expenditures. And so we really look at it as a prediction for the following year of what our needs will be, and then, you know, ensuring that we keep our costs as low as possible for our families.
Mark, I assume, though, that Washburn can't handle all the childcare needs for the entire county.
That's correct. What we advocated for at Superior Days was for the state to play an increased role in supporting schools with daycare programs, making it so that they can survive and create a structure that rural residents can afford. Mm-hmm. And that's important, you know, from a county perspective. We need employees to provide essential public services. If they don't have childcare, they can't come to work. And so the county's collaboration with the school district in Washburn was designed to directly benefit the county, as well as to provide additional funds to the school district so that they could grow their program in the future.
Mark, what do you think the prognosis is for state aid?
I think the message was well received, but we don't have answers yet. And that's partially just because of the magnitude of the problem. In Bayfield County, I think we have about 250 licensed slots, and we have about 1,000 kids that are under five.
Is there any downside to it, maybe socially, in terms of, you know, I'm a third grader, I don't want to go to school with the babies?
They actually really do exist in different areas within the building itself. So the Early Learning Center does have their own entrance in and out of the school, and actually do not share a hallway with any of the classrooms. And so most of the time that interaction is limited. We do have some of those upper elementary and middle and high school students who maybe have a desire to go into a childcare industry, opportunities for them to spend time with the children learning and teaching, and but throughout the day they really don't interact together. Mm-hmm. Let me also say that, like, even if they do, it's incredibly positive.
We've been speaking with Denise Michelson, superintendent of the Washburn School District, and Bayfield County Administrator Mark Abels Allison. We've been talking about bringing child care programs to K-12 schools to address the issue of child care deserts in rural areas. Thank you for joining us, Mark and Denise.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.
And if you have an idea of something we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. That's northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.